Since for sure you read all these readings before Mass. Oh, you did. Okay, good. Last night they laughed at me when I said that. So in your reading, you know, in your preparation for Mass, in your prayer time when you were reading these, you might have had the same thing happen to you when I was reading these. When a sieve is shaken, the husks appear. So do one's faults when one speaks. As the test of what the potter molds is in the furnace, so in tribulation is the test of the just. Praise no one before he speaks, for it is then that people are tested. Okay, so too, when speech discloses the bent of one's mind. That line made me think of, and it made you think of, that makes me think of, from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. And then I went and read the gospel, and the church is way ahead of me, as usual. From the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. And what we see here in both of these readings is it's not really about speech. There are a lot of scriptures about talking about put a guard over your lips. Be careful that you don't say things recklessly. And that's good. That's important. These aren't really about that. These are not about speech, but they're about the heart and the mind. What's going on in here and in here? Because what is going on here and what is going on here is going to come out of here sooner or later. No matter how closely we want to guard our thoughts, it's going to come out. So what is the answer? And the caution here, when a sieve is shaken, the husks appear. So do one's faults when he speaks. Oh boy, then you have this, Jesus is saying, a good person out of the store of goodness in his heart produces good. But an evil person out of a store of evil produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. Okay. So what are we talking about? Being renewed in our heart, being transformed in our heart and our mind. Being renewed in our mind and like receiving the Lord's heart. What is it that the Lord wants to do? It's not just the outward action of how did you speak about that person? How did you speak about yourself? How did you speak about what happened? Was it honest and truthful and charitable and kind? But also, what's going on in our hearts? So the test, okay, that happens here, this is also about testing. And it also made me think of another reading that's not in the readings for this Sunday, Sirach 2, which was Tuesday. All right, Tuesday at Mass. This one always hits me. And it's about this test that reveals what's in our hearts, but also it's not just that it reveals what's in our hearts when we go through a time of testing, but it also refines our hearts. Okay, so this is what Sirach 2 says. My child, when you come to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for trials. Or in my favorite version, my favorite translation, my child, when you come to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for an ordeal. Be sincere of heart and steadfast, and do not be impetuous in time of adversity. Cling to him, do not leave him, that you may prosper in your last days. Accept whatever happens to you, and periods of humiliation be patient. For in fire, gold is tested, and the chosen in the crucible of humiliation. Trust in God, and he will help you. Make your ways straight and hope in him. You that fear the Lord, wait for his mercy. Do not stray lest you fall. You that fear the Lord, trust in him, and your reward will not be lost. You that fear the Lord, hope for good things, for lasting joy and mercy. Consider the generations long past and see. Has anyone trusted in the Lord and been disappointed? Has anyone persevered in his fear and been forsaken? Has anyone called upon him and been ignored? For the Lord is compassionate and merciful, forgives sins and saves in times of trouble. This time of testing, you know, what is the Lord testing? And I kind of want to, there's kind of two things going on here with this, because on the one hand, if we're talking about what's in our hearts and in our minds, we know what Jesus says about the human heart, that it's wicked, right? From within men's hearts come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, all these bad things. Okay, so on the one hand, it's like, well, that's not good. On the other hand, What does Jesus say about the one who believes in him? Rivers of living water will flow into and out of the heart of the one who believes in Jesus. He says that our very bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit through baptism, right? When somebody comes to faith in Jesus and sacramentally in baptism, his divine life is planted into our hearts. So there is good in our hearts, but it's not like our hearts are totally pure, right? It's not just divine life that's in our hearts. There's also impurities, sinful thoughts, you know, fear, you know, all these other things that lead us away from God, but his divine life he has placed there. And that's kind of the point of this. The Sirach 2 is pretty amazing because as I was preaching on Tuesday night, like what does it mean that in fire gold is tested? Well, you're the one being tested. So what does it mean that you're being put into the fire by God? Like he's allowing that to happen. Or even, yeah, he's at least allowing that to happen. What does it mean? It means there is something precious within you, his divine life within you, something thoroughly good that has been planted in you. Because you can't refine paper with fire. Like if all that's in you is paper, you're just going to burn up. But that's not all that is within you. Because he is within you. He dwells within you. And so there is something that is, his divine life is within you that can be purified. Other things burned away. You know, the more gold goes in the fire, the more pure it is. Other things might get burned away, but that's okay. That's good even. And in some cases, that's really, you need the fire. You have to have it or you won't have pure gold. So there's this goodness that is within us, but we have to remember that like our participation in that is so key. With what are we dwelling on in our mind? And what in our hearts? What are we loving? And what are we beholding and what are we embracing in our hearts? Is it something that is going to, I mean, is it something, whatever is good, honorable, pure, holy, think about such things? Is it those things, right? Somebody, Matthew Kelly used to always say, we are, our last most dominant thought is going to influence our day. And if your last most dominant thought is not something good and holy, then when some trial or test comes up, what's gonna be your reaction? Probably something not so good and holy. And now sometimes that's good when we realize it doesn't sound good, when our response isn't the best. What is being purified? Well, our pride is being taken down a notch. Our self-reliance is being taken down a notch, and we're realizing, oh, I really need to rely on the Lord. I really need to grow in humility or patience. And how much patience do we need, actually? You know, speaking of the things that the Lord really wants to produce in us, a patient heart. If we put it in the context of the gospel here, why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? So first pull out, you know, I got to first pull out the splinter in my eye. Wait, hold on, sorry. The beam, the wooden beam. Sorry, it's, you know, I just, all I had was a splinter, so. First pull out the beam in my own eye, which is kind of a funny analogy. I guess it would be like this. I don't know if it's 2x4 or 4x4. I don't know if you've actually pictured that yet in your mind, so go ahead and picture a 4x4 coming out of your eye. It would be like the size of your whole face, but that's what Jesus says here. You know, if there's judgmental thoughts coming at somebody, remember, judgment is not about a moral assessment of somebody's right or wrong action. It is about a sense of, if I was that person, I'd be doing so much better. How could they? That's a judgmental thought. A non-judgmental thought would sound more like, you know, what they did was wrong, but I'm sure that if I was in their shoes, I would not be doing nearly as well as they're doing. You know, I wouldn't do any better, And so there's not, it's a different attitude of the heart. Okay, so we want to remove that first. What he's saying here is that he wants our hearts to be conformed to his. He wants our hearts to be purified. He wants them. So how does it actually happen that our hearts are tried in fire and become pure gold and become the hearts of love that he wants? It's when we have a judgmental thought and it pops up in our mind and it's about to come out of our mouths. We say, is that really the heart of Jesus for this person? It's when you become super impatient and you're about to, from the fullness of your impatient heart, you're about to speak. And you say, is that really the attitude of Christ? That's hard to do. I think especially the judgmental one. That's really hard to do. It's even painful, I think, at times, to say, oh, you're really maybe even angry or resentful. Oh, I'm really, boy, I don't want this thought. And so what does it look like? It looks like, Jesus, how do you see this person? What are we doing? We're conforming our hearts. We're allowing him to do the work, but we're bringing ourselves to Jesus and saying, Jesus, please conform my heart to yours. Like, his love is the fire that purifies our hearts and our minds. And we're wanting to come into agreement with how Jesus loves this other person. And so we're willing to say, not the thoughts of my mind and heart, but the thoughts of your mind and heart, Lord. I want those to be mine for this person. How do you see this person? How do you love this person? What do you want them, you know, what do you want me to see in them right now? And he will answer that prayer. But it's that's something that takes, I guess it's a willingness to be purified. When Jesus says this, a good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. He's talking about that where our minds and hearts have been dwelling, what they've been dwelling on, what they've been embracing, how they've been thinking. That's going to reveal, that's going to come out. That's going to come out. So what we want to do is bring it before the Lord and say, Lord, what are your thoughts? What is your love for this person? And what is your love for me? We know that the good work that he's begun in us, he is faithful to complete. He's faithful to complete. So do not be discouraged with when you feel like, oh, I feel like I fail this test a lot, or I feel like I'm not patient enough, or I speak too soon, or don't give up on the Lord's work in you. It is his work. But continue to offer your heart to him. Continue to offer your mind to him. And say, Lord, I want to be in agreement with you and the way that you think.